Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Larry.
Thank you, Jim.
Larry, do we have more to tell our listeners about the company? Did you put out some kind of a formal release?
Yeah, we put out actually a fairly significant release yesterday. And whereas we'd signed a memorandum of understanding for strategic expansion into Asia's battery recycling market with a company called Zenith Chemical Corporation, and we feel that's a first step in further deals down the road. So we couldn't be happier about that. Zenith Chemical is a company that has been around since 1987. Actually, it had a life before that, but the name change was in 1987. So you're looking at something like, 35 years of building. It's a private company. So when you go to their website, it doesn't look, as professional as we're used to seeing. But It doesn't matter. They've got cash flow. They do about 45,000 tons of nickel sulfate ore a year, and they want to upgrade that to cathode material. So they've engaged with us to examine that area, and we're sure that we'll be able to deliver the goods. So, it's an interesting situation. I mean, it was reported on Bloomberg. It was also reported on a few other big newspapers or publications that, you'd think that we'd get a little more traction, but, I have to say this. Predators are all over the stock. Every time we come out with good news, they're in there selling paper they don't own, batting down the price and trying to make it look terrible, but it's a losing battle for them because it's only going to get better and better and better. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Take a look at it as a buying opportunity and, wait till they start really hammering it about 9 to 11 in the morning. And usually it goes back up towards the end of the day. So, that's the time to be looking at buying the stock. Get the lowest prices that you can. And, we can say thank you to them for that. Hopefully we'll be rid of all that pretty soon. But that's wishful thinking. I've been living with it for 20 years and or more. And, long before they got rid of the uptick rule here in Canada or the short rule in Canada. So, it's just out the Wild West is wide open spaces and away they go. But aside from that, that's just me whining about the predators at the moment. But somebody's got to talk about them. And if you don't talk about them, they'll just keep operating in the shadows. And that's not exactly what I want to see. I want our shareholders aware that we have to deal with that on a daily basis, and it's not a fun time, but certainly that press release is uplifting. It makes us feel pretty good about the company and our contractor. So we're going to be moving ahead with that. Then you look at the markets today, they're up a day or two and down for three or four, and it's an uncertain time out there for traders, and it's got a lot of people that have hunkered down and are waiting to see a direction in the market. Today was a good day, and yesterday was a good day in the market, at least towards the end of the day. And maybe we're going to start to stabilize in this area. I think we have. And then you'll start to see some solid gains coming up. Because this is affecting, Russian-Ukraine war is affecting a lot of things. And I have an attachment there I'd like you to take a look at and just see exactly what Russia supplies to the food chain and to the metal chain and to the fuel chain, and also what the Ukraine supplies. So combined, they're pretty significant when it comes to grains, and certainly in the field of oil and gas, and it's just a strategic move on Putin's part. But, you know, it puts throws a lot of uncertainty into the market. Gold reacted to it, and then it ceased to do so today. So, you know, but gold always seems to climb a wall of worry. And it's the most shorted commodity or biggest shorted instrument out there in the entire world. And, you know, and you think that there's a production of over 3,000 tons a year, and yet it trades like there's 3,000 tons a minute, you know what I mean, or a second, let's put it that way. It trades tremendous amounts of volume, makes a lot of money for the commodity traders up and down, and so it's not just supply and demand like it used to be. Back in the good old days when you could pretty much count on supply and demand and moving markets. And today, it's the supply comes from short traders, and the demand comes from banks and other people, stability trading of the commodity itself. And so it works its way right through the commodities, into the stocks, into everything. So that's what we're stuck with. And seems to be no real rules out there. And I can remember when the Hunts cornered the silver market. And then when they changed the rules overnight and they had to cover by selling out their positions. I think it was Bunker Hunt that said he always knew there was an establishment, but he always thought he was part of it. And they bankrupted the Hunt family. So, and they were multi-billionaires, some of the biggest in the world at the time. So, you know, anything can happen in the markets, and rules can be changed overnight. So these are the sorts of conditions that we lived with and have lived with for the last 40 years. So let's just move on to great and better things. We look at this as a very small stepping stone for us, but very immense in the long run. We've got a lot of NDAs out there that, you know, they consider time to be on their hands, but that may not last very much longer. So let's just hope that that we can cut the kind of deals that the investors have expectations for, and move on. I mean, you know, I couldn't be happier with the results yesterday. We did get hammered, and we did come back, and we came back again today. And you know, it's and we're getting noticed. We're getting noticed around the world. It's not like we're, you know, hiding behind under a lettuce leaf or something like that. We're basically out in front of everybody all the time, trying to anticipate what they want, what they need. And that's a big part of management, is you got to anticipate what the market wants, not what you want. And, you know, but you know what you want, and you know there's a path to get there. But it's not, may not be what the market wants to see at the time. We could have moved into the creation of black mass years ago, and been losing money steadily. And but the only thing is now that we focused on the hydrometallurgy, and the hydrometallurgy is going to pay off. It is starting to pay off. So yeah, Jim, it's looking like it's going to be a great weekend. And I'm hoping that we can move into it, you know, in a very relaxed state. And, you know, with the Russian-Ukraine war, and of course now we got China doing flyovers into airspace of Taiwan, and, you know, so there's all kinds of things that could happen that could affect the market, and certainly, you know, it's something we have to be concerned about. Now, just to get back to the Zenith, again, they do about 45,000 tonnes of nickel a year, nickel sulfate, and now they want to move into the cathode materials, and so that's what the MOU is all about. So, and they've got a good line of supply, and you know, you can tell by their website that it's not done by advertising on the website. It's more probably personal contacts that they've made over the years. So they're solid. And so that's about all I can say about all that, Jim. You know, we've got to move on to next week. I'm looking forward to that as things start to develop. So I know that Zarco's been really busy with handling all of the phone calls from people that are interested in our process, and he's the best guy to show that off because he's working and living with it along with Cometco every day. And so, you know, that's kind of been his forte. And interestingly, you know, people wonder about what's money going to do, where's it going to come from, and everything else. Lots of money out there. And it's not that we're not talking to a lot of the bigger players in the business, because we are. And but we're in good shape right now, so we don't have to jump into a market when there's so much uncertainty. And let's wait till a solid market comes up, and that's going to happen this year. So anyway, I wish our investors a great weekend, and I'm going to have a relaxing weekend. I mean, that's what you have to do when you start to get old. You got to start taking the time to rest. So anyway. Jim, that's kind of my spiel for the day, and let's move on.
Larry, can you give us some technical facts about American Manganese?
American Manganese is a critical metals company that started out on the technology road back in 2008-09, and that was with manganese. You know, we took a product that the U.S. because that's the only thing they had to work with. They had these low grades of manganese that were in big deposits, and they tried to make that into a, I guess you would call it an economic commodity, but they were always defeated in the end. And so they worked on it for 60 years, and, you know, now we've got a process that can handle the manganese, and you know, and that basically is a process that reuses the water, has dry tailings, yada, yada, yada. And we can make electrolytic manganese metal or electrolytic manganese dioxide for batteries. And it was a stepping stone for our now greatly bandered, which is well known around the world, recycling process. So that put us back on the map again, and we've raised a lot of money, we've done a lot of work, we've got a lot of patents, and I couldn't feel better about the progress the company's made, and I have to thank the management and employees and the investors for sticking with us, because they helped us make it through the periods of time when we were bashed down to 20 cents and less. And every time we tried to do a financing, it was getting bashed. But we made it through. And we come up with a product at the end of the day. We got our goals met, which was to get the patents, first off, make sure that they were workable. And that's not a cheap process. And, you know, a lot of guys are sitting back. They don't talk about their R&D. Some of them are not doing any. And but they're talking about, you know, going into production in 2022, 23, 24. And yet they don't have a patent. They got proprietary information, which is very difficult to police. And, you know, so why wouldn't you patent it if it's that proprietary? That doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, it's, I don't have time to run down those rabbit holes. I just have time to keep making sure that we're on the right path and that we are moving ahead with what we said we'd do. And it's been a great week. So if you want to find out more about us, you can go to our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com. Everything's on there. We try to be as transparent as we can. And or you can go to, you can phone me at 778-574-4444, or anybody will answer your questions in the office for that matter. And, or you can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com. We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the QV board under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on February 25th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.